Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the pitch. He got it, Gary Templeton. The 3,000th strikeout of his career. Gary Templeton goes down swinging. And Ferguson Jenkins being congratulated, throws the baseball into the dugout. All of his teammates coming out to shake his hand.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I know we were going to say 1040. We could not wait. As soon as we saw Ferguson Jenkins, we demanded he come in the studio, and he said, could you ask nicer?
Yeah.
And I said, that's fair.
Yep.
No, I'm just kidding. But right now, we bring to you Baseball Hall of Famer, former Rangers pitcher. It is Ferguson Jenkins. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning to you, too.
Man, thank you so much for having us on. And also, we've got Carl Marquardt and Tony Khan. Am I getting that correct? Okay,
yes, sir.
Because we also have a wrestling promoter from time to time that we have on named Tony Khan. I don't know if you have the same net worth as him.
I do not.
But that would be really awesome. So you guys are kind of, along with Ferguson, y'all help oversee the Texas Rangers fantasy camp. Is that correct?
Yes, that's our part of this puzzle here.
Okay, absolutely, absolutely. Now, Ferguson, I want to get to that, but last night was a really tough night for Rangers fans. They were officially eliminated from the playoffs. What is that? What's that feeling like for a player when you know that there's not going to be playoffs for you that season? Your season is over, even if it's still just September.
Well, I think the most important thing is it's a lot of hard work starts the spring training. And then you got a 162-game schedule to work on. And then management wants you to get to the playoffs.
Right.
That's the most important thing. Get to the playoffs. And there's three wild cards now to get to that situation to possibly maybe bring another World Series back to Texas.
Yeah.
So the hard work that you put in and then that last week can be a disappointment because you go into a losing streak.
How did you feel when you saw the Rangers win the World Series? Because obviously we all lost our minds.
Oh, yeah, I was there. I think the nice thing about it, going to the games and seeing these young men play as well as they did, good pitching staff they had, offense, and the manager, who I know. But I think the nice thing about it, that's the guaranteed situation. Once you get there, it's a lot of hard work involved.
Yeah.
He just mentioned the manager, who I know.
Bruce.
We have Bruce Bochy on. Actually, we have him on at 12:30 today.
All right.
He's fantastic. What do the Rangers fans have in him?
Well, he knows the game, and he's had some World Series situation with San Francisco first,
yeah,
and then come to the Rangers. He knew that when he came here, he had the clientele that they could win. I think the stability part of it, that pitching staff they had and the offense, he knew with hard work these guys could get there, which they did.
Yeah, it was an awesome moment.
Really?
I love this game. I grew up playing T-ball, played it all through high school. Unfortunately, the game was done with me a little earlier than I wanted it to be, but I still love it so much. And I'm always curious from players who played at the highest level, when you and the game are done with each other, when you do you reflect back a lot? Do you have in your mind that moment of the perfect strike? How do you think about those moments on the mound?
Well, you know, the fun part of it, being a pitcher, you're in a lot of different situations.
Yeah.
Facing a lot of different well-known hitters. So you can reflect a lot of times pitching against Willie Mays in the National League, or Hank Aaron, all-star competition with Mickey Mantle, Rod Carew. I mean, there's so many things that you go through in the competition part of pitching against Bob Gibson or a Marichal or a Gaylord Perry, a teammate of mine.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those are a lot of fun to reflect back because it took a lot of hard work to get there. And once you're there, the competition, they're going to put you against other good competition.
Yes.
So they want you to win. And I was very fortunate enough to have some success.
Sorry, when you remember those moments, are you able to only think about the good ones? Like, are you able to go,
oh, I've had some bad ones too.
Okay, yeah. No, I'm saying, are you like, hey, not today thoughts. I'm going to just think about all the good at-bats that I had against
Willie
Mays.
All the good things. So winning ball games, winning my first big league ball game with the Phillies, beating Bob Gibson in relief, winning my first 100th game, and then to finish out my career at 284. Against the Phillies at home in Wrigley Field, and then getting in the opportunity to get inducted to Hall of Fame. Those are really important moments of your life that you never forget. Never forget those.
One of our old coworkers, Mike Bassick, who is on the Rangers broadcast now, he left us to go pursue that, and we love him. But he always used to say that he talked to himself on the mound a lot, but he didn't talk nicely to himself. Did you have like your own dialogue with yourself when you were on there?
Well, the nice thing about it, it's all total memory a lot of times of guys you faced and the meetings you went over to prior to the game with you and the catcher or your middle infielders. You try to understand that where they're at in a situation, a lot of times you got to look back to see where they're positioning. But a lot of times you and the catcher do a lot of work together because you're going to try to put that ball exactly where he wants it, inside, outside, high, inside. You know, it depends on the hitter.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the nice part of knowing the game. It's all total recall a lot of times.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We're talking with Ferguson Jenkins right here on 105.3 The Fan. We had this conversation, I believe it was yesterday, maybe Monday. That being from Canada, at first, you'll have to forgive our ignorance. We were like, why didn't he play hockey? And then we did, of course, more research. Will you tell everybody about how you played all of the sports and were pretty much good at all of them?
I went to an all-boys tech school and 500 boys. So there were a lot of competition involved in that situation. Played a lot of hockey as a kid growing up. The scout that came to see me in my hometown, Gene DeJure, I was 15 years old at the time, and he wanted to find out what other sports I played. He came to the hockey arena, was watching me play hockey, juvenile all-star hockey. And I told him I'm a first baseman. They put the long, lanky kid at first base.
Yeah.
I love the game of baseball. I only play it in the summer months, May through September. And then as I progressed, he wanted to understand that with my arm, have you ever tried to pitch? I said, no, I don't want to be a pitcher. I'm a first baseman. I enjoy playing in the field and hitting. But he changed my attitude and my mind about the positioning of where I wanted to play on a field.
God bless him for that. Yeah.
Yeah, really. And he knew more than I did that being a pitcher was going to probably get me a little further advanced in the sport of baseball. And then finally, to sign a professional contract with the Phillies.
What was baseball the sport you loved the most? Because I know also hockey and basketball. And like, what was the hierarchy of your personal enjoyment of those
sports? Well, as a kid growing up, I learned how to skate at the age of 4 years old.
Wow.
Hockey was my number one sport. I followed the Montreal
Canadiens. Yeah.
Canadiens more than anything else because they won so many championships.
Sure.
There's only six teams. Back then in hockey. And then I followed basketball because the Pistons were really close. I was close to Detroit and followed a lot of those individuals that played with the Pistons. So, and then baseball in the summer was a lot of fun to play. I enjoyed it, but I didn't think I was going to really be that good at athlete at baseball until I turned teenage, until I started to learn how to pitch.
Well, obviously, we have a lot of Chicago transplants listening right now who they're like, hey, he's a Cub. And I feel like it's a dual citizenship kind of deal with the Cubs and the Rangers. And I know one of the things that you guys are doing starting in January is the Texas Rangers Fantasy Camp. And I want to get all three of you guys involved because y'all helped set this up as well. But if people
this coaches list is insane.
I know. Okay. So
this is insane.
I just want to know, I guess, kind of to start, like, what got you involved in this fantasy camp? Because it sounds super fun.
Well, the first fantasy camp I did was in the early 80s.
Wow.
I shouldn't say that. Yeah, probably 80. With Randy Hundley after I retired. 82, yeah. I think it was, in Scottsdale, Arizona. Randy was kind of the builder of the fantasy camps. And then he switched it off to a lot of different ball clubs. But I think the nice thing about it is the Rangers have so many good retired athletes that it would be ideal to do a fantasy camp and surprise to see so many different businessmen play against maybe your hero, Pete Incaviglia. I think Oliver was a pretty good. I played against his father.
Yes.
and Ruben Sierra. So there's so many different guys that had an opportunity to see their hero play on a playing field, and now you have the opportunity to maybe play against him.
I'm going to go ahead and go and
or have him as a coach.
Yes. I'm going to go and ask this question for you, Corey, if that's okay. Mm. Can Corey get a discount? Because I can tell that he's already ready to go January 7th to the 11th. Yeah. Is that what you were going to ask?
That's partially what I was going to ask. One of the things, we had Ruben Sierra on a while back, and he's got a couple of CDs, got a couple albums out there. So make sure you get him to sing for the group, because it's always a pleasure. Always. How we get to go out to surprise every year for spring training. It's my favorite. Like, we
bar. Yes. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On our favorite thing. How perfect of a place is that for baseball, the community and the way that it's all built?
Well, you know, because of the fact that the Cactus League at one time only had six teams, and then they decided that let's divide it between the Cactus League, the Florida State spring training, and have 15 in each state. And believe me, because of the fact that these facilities are so well put together, six diamonds, one main diamond, and a lot of the cities have two different Major League ball clubs. They have two teams in Glendale, two teams in Peoria, two teams in Surprise. And what's nice about it is that all these different ball players come to spring training. And people love to see, and spring training fans love to follow their favorite ball club.
Oh, yeah, they do.
So that's the fun part of it.
Yeah, I always say, like, you can hit two, maybe three games in one day if you really want to. Totally. If you really want to try hard enough, you can definitely go see a bunch of teams play some ball.
Now, we're talking with Ferguson Jenkins, but also I want to include Carl and Tony in on this as well. So as far as Fergie Jenkins, Ruben Sierra, Colby Lewis, Jeff Russell, Darren Oliver, Mark McLemore, Steve Buschel, Pete Incaviglia, and if you're like, hold on, I didn't remember all those names, there's going to be more as well. Can you walk us through like some of the logistics involved in this whole camp, besides just like getting to see and meet and play alongside or against some of your heroes?
I'll kick that off. I mean, I went to 20 camps as a camper before I got into running these things. So
is that what inspired you to run it then?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's cool. What it is, you get from it, the first year you're really there, it's this wow factor. You go into a major league clubhouse and there's a locker with your name on it and personalized authentic uniforms with your name on them. And then you look to the left and there's somebody like Fergie in a locker just a couple away. And then you find out he's your coach. In fact, he was my coach my first year. And then I got to bat against him, and I grounded out to Ryne Sandberg. And I was so thrilled to be out because I had this story to tell. So, you know, it was great. And that's what you think that's what your first year is. You go home, though, and you bring the memories and the camp friends with you and the bonds that you form with these other guys who you share this passion with, and women. It becomes a life-enhancing experience. You come away with this richer life afterwards. It sounds odd, but that magic that happens between the clubhouse and the ball field just changes something.
And every businessman's dream is to get on the major league field, put that uniform on, and play against your hero.
Do you get to wear the uniform too?
Playing against a major league ballpark.
Oh my goodness! Can I get a discount?
So that's the fun part of it.
Well, and I just wanted to go through because I want to make this clear. I hope we have. It's not just meeting the players and seeing them or being coached by them. Like, you're going to be out there. You're going to be doing the thing.
Yeah, you're definitely going to be out there. I want to go back to one thing that Fergie touched on earlier. He did his first camp in the early 80s, which meant there's people out there who got to hit off of Fergie or try to hit.
Yeah.
While he was only 2 years retired from the game.
Right.
That's a different perspective.
So not a lot of kids are getting hits then.
But here you start out, you have breakfast, you get into the locker room, you get that whole experience of, you know, starting to communicate with your coaches. And you really get in the mindset that, hey, this is what I've always wanted to do. You play one game, you have lunch, you go out, you play a second game. There's two games a day for 3 days here. So you're playing six baseball games in 3 days. It can be tough on you. And we've seen people with, you know, injuries.
Full hamstrings, bad backs, bad shoulders.
Everywhere.
Because they haven't really prepared themselves to play. Basically, it becomes really competitive.
I was about to ask how competitive it gets out there.
It does, really.
It becomes pretty competitive. But you're serviced by, we have professional trainers, umpires. We have the Texas Rangers clubbies in the clubhouse taking care of you, polishing your cleats every day, keeping your locker spotless.
This is amazing.
It's like, you know, you're in the Major League clubhouse and you're treated like a pro. It's really a phenomenal experience from a service standpoint and from a fantasy standpoint. But it does get down to the people and the camaraderie. And that's something that you just almost have to live through to really appreciate.
You know what? The other thing is nice is that a lot of times fans don't really understand what batting practice is all about.
Yeah.
Or infield.
Yeah.
So now that you got that opportunity to have the coaches show you what batting practice is all about or how to field ground balls or catch fly balls. And you as an athlete that's done it before, but you haven't done it in 10 years.
Right.
Now it's strange. It's like jumping on a bicycle, learn how to ride again.
Okay. Every now and again, though, you have to really get on to somebody and be like, hey, we're not here to jack around, okay? Like, let me see some hustle.
Yeah, that's it. That's
okay. All right.
No smoking on the field. Okay. You're a smoker. But that's the nice thing about it. You have that opportunity to rub shoulders with maybe your hero.
And from your perspective then, because I understand why this would appeal to the people who want to participate in the camp. From your perspective, how much joy or whatever is the right emotion do you take out of seeing these people kind of live out their dream?
Well, the nice thing about it is there's always failure. So you're going to see failure on a daily basis. But you try to rectify that by telling them, this is what you got to try to do to correct that.
Right.
But the nice thing about it is they are out there probably try to prove to themselves they still have a little ability left in that body.
When you were talking about you got thrown out by Ryan Sandberg, I know you were thinking, like, I can beat this throw from Rhino. Like, I'm going to leg out this infield single just a little bit, right?
Nah, not realistically. not realistically. That fantasy is fantasy, but there's limits to the fantasy.
Yeah. But, you know, we had Tony on my ball club, too. I coached Tony. And Tony's a pretty good hitter. So putting together that situation on try to get a base hit.
Okay. How
against other campers or against the pros? And that's one of your fantasies.
Yeah, absolutely. How tough is Fergie as a coach then?
He's a good coach. He absolutely is a good coach, and he's always out there giving tips where he can. And but like you said, when you're in the game, all of a sudden something takes you back to a different time. And where you think you, in your own head, you've told yourself, I'm not going to die for a ball.
But you do.
I'm not going to slide. The minute you're out there, it just takes over.
No. Yeah.
It's another experience.
So WavelandEvents.com or TexasRangers.com/fantasycamp. If you've heard and you've been listening, January 7th through the 11th in 2026. And Corey, you brought it up just a minute ago. It's not only the experience and the uniform and everything. This is the Texas Rangers complex. Like, if you're thinking
about... So Leafblower guy might be there.
He could be.
For our audience that knows Leafblower guy.
He could be. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to know to prep for your inevitable trip in January?
Wooden bats. That's what I'm working with. all wooden bats here. So
you can purchase your own bat, or they have bats supplied to you.
Okay. Oh my gosh, this is too cool of an experience.
Your own equipment. I mean, the nice thing about it is, the nice thing about it, if you think you want to be a camper, the relaxed part of coming to a big league situation can blow your mind from time to time.
Yeah.
Because now you're part of I think, a fantasy that you're trying to live out yourself, which is really nice.
Well, for our bosses listening, if you want to go ahead and pencil Corey down for being off the week of January 7th to the 11th, I think that would probably be good.
Might not
good.
Come back after I prove myself.
Oh. You know,
that's all I'm saying.
Well,
there might be some scouts.
Might get a contract.
Yeah, okay.
Might see some scouts out there.
All right. So I wanted to get just any more other logistical thoughts or anything you guys wanted to add aside from, I don't know if this will be your pipeline to a major league contract. I'm so sorry, Corey.
You never know.
But is there anything else you want to throw out there that, like, maybe we haven't gone over, or that maybe people should know about the event coming up in January?
I'll throw this out. The Kangaroo Court's one of the highlights. To have these guys, the coaches find the players for their, sometimes it's as silly as they run back out to the field still wearing a batting helmet.
Okay.
You know,
or you forget your batting helmet and you're supposed to go to the plate to hit.
But any kind of jug-headed move that one of us is willing or inadvertently does during our attempts to be 12 years old again. But the stories these guys tell, and when the game's finished and the showering's done and everybody's still in the clubhouse, Fergie's one of the guys who will hold court. And we'll bring in some beers, and we basically just have happy hour and a bowl session, and let these guys tell phenomenal inside stories of when they played. And in many ways, that is the absolute highlight for me, is some of the stories I've heard over the years. Some of Joe Pepitone's stories back in the day, Fergie, come to mind. But some of the stories that people tell, Tim Stoddard's a legendary storyteller. This is from the Cubs camp that we do. Some of these stories are phenomenal, and they resonate with you, and they just become, once again, it becomes part of the fabric of your fandom, you know, your appreciation as a baseball lover, and to get that part of the, but go ahead, Tony.
I would just add, there are fantasy campers that come. Some have played college ball, and some never played organized Little League.
Oh.
And one of the great things is when you're out there, You've watched enough baseball, you know the game, and even though you might not be the best physical player, everybody does at least one great thing while they're there. And you see when they make that great catch or they get that big hit in the game, their personality changes and it all comes out. And it's just such an amazing thing to witness when that happens for someone else. Everyone is happy, coaches are happy, their teammates are happy. And it's just an amazing experience.
And one other nice thing is we're going to have a photographer there. And a lot of these games are recorded.
Okay,
so
cool.
So you can keep them. I know they have a lot of times the company will put a cassette together. And you could see exactly, maybe brag around Christmas time to your wife or your friends. And, hey, I got a chance to hit against certain people.
Or your enemies.
Or I played these games. But the photographer part of it, a lot of the pictures are listed in the clubhouse. And you can see exactly if you missed a ball went through your legs, or you missed a fly ball, things like that. But it can be a fun situation.
Kevin, as a child, I thought every time I shot a free throw when a car drove by that scout was going to sign me for seeing me shoot that free throw. And I think that this is going to be my moment. So
all right.
I'm ready now.
Well, then, Corey, these details especially for you. But, of course, everybody listening and streaming, January 7th through the 11th, 2026 at the Surprise Stadium Complex. And you can find more info at TexasRangers.com/fantasycamp, TexasRangers.com/fantasycamp. Guys, thank you very much for joining us. Ferguson, thank you very much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.